Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 1st. Stephen Lecce says he's committed to keeping kids in school. The education minister spoke today at a debate where the province says it wants to push through anti-strike legislation. If passed, it would stop 55,000 education workers from walking off the job Friday. The legislature met at 5 this morning for the second reading of the Keeping Students in School Act. It would impose a four-year contract on education workers and bar them from striking. The province wants it passed by Friday morning when QP members have threatened to stage a province-wide protest. Chris Barber, one of the Freedom Convoy protesters, testified this morning at the inquiry into the government's use of the Emergencies Act. Barber is a truck driver from Saskatchewan who was a convoy organizer. Right now, protester Steve Charlon is giving his testimony. South Bruce OPP are sending out a fraud warning after Southern Bruce County residents were scammed out of a significant amount of money. OPP say combined losses from the Bitcoin scam and the romance scam in South Bruce have amounted to combined losses of over $500,000 within the past 6 weeks. South Bruce OPP say you should never share personal information when chatting online. They say you should question unsolicited crypto stock trading offers and thoroughly research them. With regard to the romance scam, police say to ask yourself, would someone I have never met declare their love after a few online chats? They say to think of a request for money as a red flag. A Durham resident has won the lottery. The OLG says in a release, Raymond Pereira matched the last 6 of 7 Encore numbers in exact order in the August 13th Lotario draw to win $100,000. The winning ticket was purchased at the Dundalk Daisy Mart on Main Street. The Roxy Theatre is bringing a tale as old as time to its stage in November. The Owen Sound Little Theatre is performing Disney's Beauty and the Beast starting November 10th until the 26th. Roxy Theatre Executive Director Marcia Cunningham says the play includes the songs written by Alan Menken and the late Howard Ashman, as well as new songs by Menken and Tim Rice. The story follows Belle and the Beast, who is trapped under a spell and must find love to break the curse. Tickets are on sale on the theatre's website or by calling the Roxy box office. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 91 points to 19,517. The Dow Jones is down 79 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.35 U.S. cents, down 5/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $88.28, up $1.25 a barrel. In sports, they'll try again tonight for Game 3 of the World Series in Philadelphia. The Phillies are hosting the Houston Astros with the best of 7 tied 1-1. There are a dozen games in the National Hockey League tonight, including Ottawa at Tampa Bay. The Senators are 1 of 5 Canadian teams in action tonight. There are 4 NBA games tonight. The Toronto Raptors will visit San Antonio tomorrow night. Last night, the Raptors beat Atlanta. There's plenty of blue water sports as well today. You can find the scoreboards and schedule posted daily on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.